It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Mayor Bill de Blasio says his new affordable housing plan is the largest, most aggressive local housing plan in history. He introduced it by quoting from author Maya Angelou's memoir.
The ache for home lives in all of us. In a just society, in a progressive society, in a progressive city, everyone should have the opportunity for quality, affordable housing, and that's what this plan sets out to achieve.
He's calling for building or preserving 200,000 affordable apartments over the next 10 years. WNYC's Janet Babin was there in Fort Greene, Brooklyn for the announcement and joins us now. Janet, this is a $41 billion plan. Where does that money come from?
Well, Amy, I think everyone is trying to figure out where that money is going to come from. A majority, I mean, the plan does lay it out, right? And it says that a majority, $30 billion, is going to come from so-called private sources. But those private sources include things like tax-exempt bonds and private financing, things that maybe can't be counted on. Now, as far as the city's commitment, that's $8.2 billion. And as we've been reporting, the plan does propose to double the Department of Housing and Preservation Development's annual capital budget in the five-year plan. We'll see that in the proposed budget out later this week. But again, some of the funds for this plan do come from federal sources, state sources, and it might not be realistic that we'll see those funds stick around as we've been seeing things like Section 8 and home funds, federal funds cut for affordable housing.
The plan relies primarily on mandatory inclusionary zoning, which means making it mandatory for developers to build affordable units in any new development. Do we know what the ratio is that Mayor de Blasio is calling for? Former Mayor Bloomberg's administration used an 80-20 ratio.
You know, Amy, the administration did not name a ratio. It said it would be a case-by-case or project-by-project decision. And it was short on details, the plan, about that. But Alicia Glenn, the deputy mayor for Housing and Economic Development, explained that the first thing the city is going to do about mandatory inclusionary zoning is this comprehensive study of a dozen or so neighborhoods that the administration believes can accommodate more development and more of these zoning changes.
And then after we conduct those studies, we will actually begin the neighborhood-by-neighborhood rezoning process where we will be requiring mandatory inclusionary zoning.
But again, we don't see a number like 50% of what the developer builds is going to have to be affordable. We're going to have to wait and see on a case-by-case basis.
And 50% being something that housing advocates were hoping
right.
Mayor de Blasio would stick to.
And developers were hoping for the 80-20 that was under Mayor Bloomberg, but we'll see.
What are advocates saying about the plan? Do they like it?
You know, I'm hearing for the most part that advocates are thrilled that an administration is making such a deep commitment to affordable housing like the plan makes. But they are concerned some about specifics, like developer subsidies. Like, for example, when you do an 80-20 or a 70-30 split for affordable housing, developers get subsidies based on how much housing they build. If they build 20% affordable, they get a subsidy from the city. So advocates want to make sure that developers aren't just getting more money to create more affordable units. They want to see these new affordable units built, paid for by increasing land values, as opposed to any increase in subsidy payments from the city.
What's the feeling of those inside the de Blasio administration?
You know, I think this was tough, Amy, because when you're inside an administration, you're working for the prior administration. And when you're a new administration, you want to do all you can to separate yourself from what was before, especially when you've got a progressive agenda like Mayor de Blasio has. So I think there's a sense that these changes, while aggressive and bold, are really changes around the edges. These are changes that people inside the Bloomberg administration have been working on for some time. So this is a complicated feeling of, I feel like we're perhaps, you know, inside the administration, I'm hearing from some that they feel a bit dissed, that the mayor didn't give enough credit to all the work that went on. But I think that this is common in administrations because there's a distinct thing that happens when a new mayor takes over. So I think there's some of that going on.
WNYC's Janet Babin on Mayor de Blasio's long-awaited affordable housing plan, what he is calling the largest, most aggressive local housing plan in history. Thank you so much, Janet.
Thank you.